And now we consider a musical tribute to family dysfunction. This weekend, the off-Broadway smash Fun Home heads to Broadway. It's an adaptation of a best-selling graphic novel by a lesbian cartoonist.
Caption: I leapt out of the closet. And 4 months later, my father killed himself by stepping in front of a truck.
NPR's Netta Ullaby tells us how this comic book memoir found its way into the limelight.
The book details in words and pictures how cartoonist Alison Bechdel came out in college around 1980, and then how she learned her father was gay and deeply closeted. Shortly before his suicide, the two took an awkward car ride together in their small Pennsylvania town. That's a scene in the musical.
Telephone wire, run and run.
The character, Alison, is desperate to connect with her dad, but she just can't.
Say something, talk to him. Say something, anything. At the light. Like you could say. So how does it feel to know that you and I are both...
Hey.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Not exactly the most obvious source material for a musical. Here's how the real Alison Bechdel reacted when the idea first came up.
I thought it was crazy. You know, I didn't know how that was even possible.
But composer Janine Tesori heard music in the story about an artistic but repressed and unhappy family.
I knew that it was a singing piece. You could just hear it, all of the songs. They sing their desires and what's being held back.
That was our last night.
Fun Home was the Bechdels' nickname for their family business, a funeral home. It was challenging, Tesori says, to tell Alison Bechdel's story without using her cartoons.
Oh my God, we had so many songs about her drawing, remember? I mean, we had songs and songs and songs.
Tesori's in her New York office with playwright Lisa Krohn. Tesori is straight, Krohn is gay. So gay, she spent decades writing plays about lesbians when they were almost invisible in popular culture, let alone on Broadway. It took the two 7 years to create Fun Home the Musical, but Krohn thinks the timing was perfect when it opened off-Broadway a year and a half ago.
There was a critical mass of images of lesbians in the culture so that this could move forward in this way, that the audience would have the scaffolding that they could place this in.
That scaffolding allows for a show tune based on a moment in Fun Home the Memoir. The real Alison Bechdel, only about 9 years old, is with her dad in a diner when she sees a woman she immediately knows is different, in the same way she's realizing she's different, too.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old-school butch.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel...
While writing those lyrics, Lisa Krohn resisted cultural assumptions about masculine women as unattractive or as punchlines. She found language that told a different truth.
Your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing. Your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring.
In Fun Home, we see Alison at different points in her life. 11-year-old Sydney Lucas has played small Alison since Lucas was only 9. The role earned her an Obie Award. She's the youngest winner in off-Broadway history.
Lesbian women have come to see the show and sort of say that they remember that in their childhood. It's cool.
It's also a cultural watershed for Broadway to feature a realistic lesbian main character. Partly, says Lisa Krohn, because musicals bring unequaled romance and empathy to their protagonists.
There is nothing that gets in your bloodstream like that thing. So to have not just a lesbian, but a butch lesbian be that person, that is a big moment.
Yeah, I mean, it would be enjoyable enough if it was any butch lesbian, but it's me.
Cartoonist Alison Bechdel has been having quite a run. Not long ago, Swedish movie theaters adopted a rating system based on what's come to be known as the Bechdel test. That's when a movie has more than one female character, and they talk to each other about something other than a man. Fun Home the books become required reading on many college campuses. And recently, Bechdel won both a Guggenheim and a MacArthur Genius Grant. Still, she says this musical is a big deal.
I mean, my life is so crazy lately. Who does that stuff happen to?
Evidently, to someone who just a decade ago was best known for a relatively obscure cartoon series called Dykes to Watch Out For. Like Bechdel, playwright Lisa Krohn was a lesbian performer back when lesbian work was, by definition, marginal. She says now that it's on Broadway and bestseller lists, mainstream lesbian artists face a new challenge.
We need to pay attention and think who else is out there that we have not seen yet that doesn't feel fully human in the culture, because there are lots of other people who haven't gotten to this point yet.
The musical Fun Home has come close to selling out most of its preview performances. The show officially opens on Broadway this Sunday. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.